I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a morning. Fan hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. Duncan. We love Duncan. Duncan's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Brad Spielberger, he joins right now. He's the official Bears fan of the Fan Morning Show, Pro Football Focus. Hello, Brad. How you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
How you sound it? What's going on with you? No energy. What's up?
Me? Well, I will tell you, I'm actually in Denver, Colorado, so it is 6 a.m., but I got some energy. I just got to tap in a little bit.
All right. Uh-huh. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I watched some offense, and I tweeted about this. I went back. I had a little time yesterday, a couple hours. My kids are involved in 9 million activities, so all I do is sit in the car and wait for them to come out. So I was looking. It's true. So I went back, was watching a bunch of old Steelers stuff. I think they might have another win or maybe two if Pickett would have started all season. Did they err by not just throwing him the reins and saying, you're our guy from the very beginning? Is that a fair take or not?
I think he is a better player. We obviously don't know behind the scenes what he learned and maybe the coverage he saw in practice and things they threw at him that got him prepared for these games when defenses were going to kind of throw the full kitchen sink at him. So I would probably agree with you. You know, I'm obviously not the biggest Mitchell Trubisky supporter, but I don't know if we know what he was able to gain in that first month sitting on the bench.
Brad, obviously the Steelers are playing the Baltimore Ravens this week, and Lamar Jackson is probably out, so Tyler Huntley will be the quarterback. If you were a betting man, who would you put your money on? Kenny Pickett having a good game this weekend, or Tyler Huntley, the backup for the Ravens, having a good game?
I mean, Huntley is, I think, one of the better backups in the NFL. In particular, he's just so good for Baltimore because he's as close as you're going to get to a backup quarterback to Lamar Jackson playing a similar style. But he's obviously not Lamar Jackson, and I think something we've talked about forever on this show is the Steelers have a good run defense now. They're top half of the NFL in EPA per rush allowed, top 10 in success rate on the ground. Obviously, Atlanta did some things, but that's one of the best running offenses in the NFL. So if you can limit their run game, in particular the running backs, but also Tyler Huntley as well, and get them in kind of third and long situations, then I would definitely, you know, think Kenny Pickett has the better outcome in this matchup this weekend.
Where do you feel Najee Harris is at right now, Brad, at least on the continuum of getting back to where he was a year ago, a fourth leading rusher in the league?
Yeah, he's definitely playing some better football, stacking some good weeks now. I think obviously, you know, the offensive line's been playing better up front as well, creating some room for him. And also I think it does come back to Pickett, where in the beginning there he was throwing it downfield. Then he stopped and was kind of only throwing underneath. And, of course, part of that's Matt Canada. But I think defenses were compressing and really, you know, loaded box counts and not really accounting for downfield passing. Now that we're back to, you know, Pickens over the top, obviously he wants more targets. Pat Freiermuth was a real contributor for the last month or so. It forces defense to account for that, and they can't just sit in and stop the run. And now I think we're seeing Najee productive as he was last year.
What are you seeing out of George Pickens? I mean, we all saw him freak out on the sideline, just two targets in the game on Sunday. Is he open, Brad?
When I watch him, he certainly is. Yeah, I think he creates a ton of separation. I think he has still kind of a limited route tree so far, whether that's because of him or the coaching staff or whatever, I don't know. But, you know, it is a lot of downfield stuff, so maybe even though he is, you know, open by a step or two, maybe Pickett doesn't trust it quite enough yet or thinks there's probably safety help over the top and doesn't want to, you know, turn the ball over as he did early on in his career. Obviously, this season has kind of limited that going forward now. whatever the case may be, I'm not entirely sure. But when I watch George Pickens, especially you go back and watch the All-22, he's getting open pretty much every snap.
So, and by the way, Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. So is it borderline criminal he was targeted twice last game?
Sometimes it just happens that way. You know, and you have A.J. Terrell in Atlanta, is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. When I watched, he wasn't trailing him, but he was on him a ton. You know, he was more a focal point on Pickens than he was on Deontay Johnson. And there are corners like him in this league that you might as well just avoid if you have other weapons. And Freiermuth had a great game, was getting a lot of yards after the catch. You know, Deontay Johnson, a ton of targets, maybe didn't have as much production as you'd like. But, you know, sometimes you don't want to take those risks. And if you don't have to because you're up in the game and other guys are getting open, it's tough for that player. I get their frustration, but avoiding a turnover and giving Atlanta life was the correct priority at that time.
Brad, this offensive line has really turned a corner. You know, they're obviously playing at a high level in the run game and in the passing game. I don't think they gave up a sack last game. They obviously played very well, like I said, in the run game. But who's that one guy that you pay attention to that's like, hey, that's the anchor of the Steelers' offensive line? Who has played the best thus far, in your opinion?
I think it's probably the new guy. And another, you know, Chicago transfer in James Daniels. I don't know if he was spectacular this past week, but I think he's brought a new life to this offense. He's a very, very athletic guy. He came over as a 24-year-old after playing a full rookie contract in Chicago. And so I think they didn't get to see his full growth potential as a 20-year-old rookie coming in a little bit. You know, he needed to put some body weight and some strength on, always had the ability to move in zone and get out to the second level and make blocks. But I think now we're seeing the combination of his athleticism in space and his anchor and core strength as a run blocker and a pass protector. You know, I think we're seeing growth from Dan Moore Jr. at left tackle and all that, but I really think bringing him in kind of, you know, boosted the entire offensive line overall.
Well, we've been caught up, Brad, and I'm guilty of it as much as anybody, in focusing on, well, they got to get offensive line, especially three picks in the top 45 or 50 in next year's draft. How much of a priority does that need to be for them, especially having the luxury of three draft picks in the first 45 or 50, knowing that there are also holes, maybe an inside back or a corner?
Yeah, you know, I think it's good now that Dotson, I think, is also playing good football, so maybe you feel confident about your interior. And as good as Moore has played the last couple of weeks, yes, you just paid Chuck Sikora for, but I would still be looking at tackle, maybe with that Chicago Bears pick in the early second. If a tackle falls there, it was, you know, interesting this past week, some of the top tackle prospects decided to go back to college, you know, which changes things up in the first round, you know, for Chicago and other teams that are maybe looking to add a tackle early. But yeah, I still think you can never have too many quality tackles. Neither guy, Moore or Okorafor, I think are true difference-making players, nor are they, you know, under contract that you probably couldn't get out of in 2024 if you wanted to. So, yeah, maybe it's no longer a first-round priority, but I would not avoid it at all, you know, after that.
Brad, you probably don't have this percentage in front of you, but give me a guesstimate right now. Around the whole entire NFL, what's the percentage rate, successful percentage rate of jet sweeps being executed?
Well, I will say that the Steelers are testing those limits more than anyone. Yeah, that is for sure. I think the interesting thing there is when you actually deploy it. I think using it on like a first and 10 and early in a down, or early in a series, is not the way to go about it. I think when you bust it out of maybe a second and short instead of a shot play, or a second and intermediate, kind of second and five range, when a team thinks, again, you're probably going to throw the ball, I think it makes more sense there. On first and 10, I don't know. I don't remember the last time I saw it actually convert a first down. I feel like it gets you 4 or 5 yards, but isn't actually a good first play to stay ahead of the chains and kind of get a drive rolling. So my guess would be, I don't know, 35%.
Well, the Steelers love it on 3rd and 17 to Gunnar Olszewski after they ran the football in the middle of the line for nothing on the first two downs, generally.
That I would advise against. That I would certainly advise against. As much as I love Gunnar Olszewski and his, you know, his big big lips he packs in the locker room after every game and gets Chase Claypool in trouble, I don't think that's the play call you're looking for on 3rd and 17.
Last thing for you, where's Baker Mayfield end up? Will he ever play an NFL game again? And what's the whole lowdown here?
I will guess that, San Francisco will try and bring him in. So they have 24th or 25th waiver priority. So obviously they need other teams to pass on him, but I would imagine most teams do. And I think the plan here is, look, I played with Kevin Stefanski in a similar, you know, outside zone, very simple play-action offense for the quarterback that is simple, not in terms of knowing the playbook, but simple in terms of get the ball to your playmakers, you know, 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage and stop trying to do too much. So I think there might be some degree of interest there between San Francisco and Baker Mayfield. So I'll throw that in as the guess.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Brad. Enjoy your vacation, your work, your trip, whatever you're doing in Denver. The higher you go, the higher you get. You'll have a fun time.
That's the truth. Thank you, guys.
There you are, my man. Check out our Twitter poll. Go back and see that. Brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust P.J.com and Twitter all the time. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Jet sweeps. You love jet sweeps.
Oh, my gosh.
The thing is, you know what? When Matt Canada was at Pitt, because of the fullback and how he used it. What was that big lug's name from Maryland?
Ashton.
He was from Maryland, right?
Yeah. George Ashton.
He used that. He was so good. And the way he played and kind of would settle in just between the guard and the tackle on some of those and act as another sort of almost like a pulling guard and would smash people. Mm-hmm. They worked a lot at Pitt. He used them in tight spaces, too, the jet sweeps, and where you only had to get 2 or 3 yards.
And it also was somewhat new, and you're facing D coordinators that, I mean, they're really good D coordinators in college football, but, you know, you can catch them off guard a little bit. And when you get to the NFL, it's like, all right, we'll just slide over a spot.
Second
like,
and seven in the middle of the field. Yeah, I don't need you stretching horizontally. Well, let your quarterback stretch vertically.
I also think the foot speed to the edge of that Quadri Henderson had v. the people he was playing against is much different than Gunnar Olszewski and Sims and the people they're playing against.
Right, yes.
That made so much of a difference. Like, the offense and the construction, Quadri Henderson just beat people to a spot.
Right, and the guys were slower. I mean, now you're not beating anybody to a spot. I don't care how fast you are. I mean, if you're Tyreek Hill, you're still, you know, you're one of the fastest guys in the league, but you're still humping it, so.
I think, you know, with all that, with Matt Canada in that year that was he was here, and it was Quadri Henderson, if I'm not mistaken, that people forget just how fast of a football player he was.
No, he was like, unbelievable football player. I mean, as a returner, too, I mean, he was an All-American returner. You know, he was good.
He was a just a blazer, and it really helped. I don't want to say there were bad play calls. There were okay play calls, whatever they were. He made up for a lot of stuff with his speed just by being faster than the dude chasing him.
Right, and you had a guy like that. You feared him because of his speed, like you're saying. And if he did fake the motion, then James Conner's, the lanes for James Conner were so open, and then you had you know, Orndorff and doing the shovel pass and stuff. It opened everything up whenever you have a guy that's so athletic like that.
The big Orndorff.
Yep.
Man. Was he the one that went to Seton LaSalle?
Yes.
But he lived in, like, way far away. I think I read a story one time that his dad or his mom or somebody like worked at the casino, and they lived like in like Washington, PA or something.
Oh, really?
So they would drop him off for school
and then go to work.
Go to work and then pick him up on the way home. And they live like on the other side of like Shar Houston's.
Oh, jeez.
They live like way down there, but it fit because they were just on their way and they drop him off and then pick him up.
He's a police officer in West Allegheny, though.
The Orndorff.
Yes.
Okay, Orndorff pulls you over for speeding. 5 miles over the limit. Gives you a ticket or not?
No. But he'll want to. He'll mess with me for sure.
There we are.
He'll probably sit in the car for like 20 minutes and just like sit behind me and I'll be sweating.
He's a police officer.
Yes.
The Orndorff is.
Yep. Big dog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Coming up next, somebody covers high school sports in these parts. And they tweeted something last night that they'd never, ever, ever seen before. And I got to probably agree with them. What would you do in this situation? Would you say, game over, it's called, we're going home? Or would you continue on and grit through it? Let's talk about that coming up next. And one big rule came into play in last night's game as Tom Brady mounted a gigantic comeback, and we dive into that as well. And don't forget Shelby Cassesi this hour. Morning after, well, that's not today. That's the wrong read. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and I remind you that your body might hurt right now, and that's no fun. QC Kinetics is there to help you out all the time. Got that joint pain? Oh, man, hips, shoulders, elbows, all of it? Well, QC Kinetics wants to help you out. Everything can be treated with natural biologics from your own body. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated.
If you're tired of steroid shots that don't work, or if you're trying to avoid surgery, call QC Kinetics right now to schedule your free consultation. Learn about exciting new cutting-edge treatments for pain caused by arthritis and injury. No drugs, no pain meds, no downtime, no surgery, none of that. It's just healing power from your own body. 724-201-4230. That's 724-201-4230. Two great locations, Robinson and in Cranberry. That's QC Kinetics.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.